Hello, pet. Now, as a prelude to our little procedure, our exploration of desire, and in position of a little hypnotic nest egg to be opened at your benefit at a later date, we're going to do this. Just listen. Visualize as I present, and allow yourself to be guided while the now expanded and freed up power and memory of your mind can be guided by an outside, trusted assistant rather than directed from within. And you have more of your mind freed up by your slowly drooping, relaxing state. Should be a little easier to focus and fixate, and to call to mind and modify. If we decide together that something would be beneficial to impose, absorb, map onto your every day and every function, and therefore simply to help you relax. Relax and hear what I have to contribute. Your body, at ease. And perhaps it would be extremely pleasurable if we first called up the memory. Not one memory, but the aggregate of many memories. Every time you've reached between your legs and begun to stroke, begun to touch, began to work yourself ceaselessly onward, running your hand up and down your shaft, one or both, stimulating and simulating a degree of intent you must rarely visit upon yourself. This memory at this time brings you forward. Something begins to happen. You experience the mix of sensations. It will be very pleasurable to remember all of the times when you've crossed the road into climax, felt your body shiver, shudder, ache, arch, all of these things, easy to recall, easy to give in, because that's a striking memory, a powerful reminder of yourself, your desires, your hunger. There's a lot tied up in that. The hidden aches and pleasures of a body surrendering to its own need for stimulation. If we've had our fill, the word people use is satisfied. If we're satisfied, we're less inclined to feel that aching need to ascend toward another orgasm. You're often satiated after one. Otherwise, we just end up in a vicious cycle of pleasuring, coming, and that's why it's good that there's a bit of a refractory period there, a time in which perhaps you're too sensitive, and when, perplexingly enough, all the little fantasies were driving you before toward climax, well, they'll often flow out of your head. They're no longer needed. So the training of most people is to set them aside, to forget them. Now you know that entering trance is extremely pleasurable, that there's a reason you would pursue this opportunity, and try to listen to my words, shape your experience, take you somewhere beyond merely helping your subconscious adapt to new ideas, develop new responses, learn new things. There's also the simple pleasure of trance itself. And sometimes when you've had one pleasure, adding another on top, manufacturing a new one, finding a new thing you can enjoy, solidifies it, makes it into something more powerful. You can enhance your every orgasm, your every trance, if you just added a small extra desire, an extra need, something you need to do to complete the ritual of climax, release, escape, and pleasure. Pleasure still weighing heavily in your mind, teasing you, reminding you of how you feel when you go as deep as you can go. Listen, relax, accept that pleasure. It rolls through you, roiling. The wonderful tranquility of where you are, of how you're spending your time in the grip of my voice with specific erotic intention in mind. This is something you needed, despite the fact that culminating in the back of your mind may be some extremely arousing thoughts about sinking into that peak of sensation. The place that is a prelude to the refractory period I mentioned earlier. The orgasm and the hypnotic depth tied together. And in their aftermath, Just as you may relax more deeply to enjoy post-hypnotic relaxation more, you may perform little actions that'll make you enjoy the orgasm more too, or at least that long, slow recovery, the spasms of it. It doesn't matter what the particulars are. It's more relevant that you hold in your mind an overall image of the particular ache we are intensifying, the particular need which needs to enter you. At the moment prior to climax, it will build. And when you're laying there, having come, having orgasmed and expressed the sign of your satisfaction, there will be a related desire. Similar to how the point of no return keeps your hand stroking, the post-hypnotic desire will be leveraged against all your other senses, making you excited. To lick, to slide your finger through your own sticky sign of submission, of orgasm, of desire, and yes, of trance. And to enjoy. Swallow it down automatically, that little ritual that makes the climax better. That's what we're calling to mind here. We are fixing in your consciousness the awareness that you could be adding that little lick, that extra need, that desire that will be every bit as firm as your desire to come when you're right on the edge. A need that demands meeting. The particulars here are that licking up of your sticky sign of submission. We will fix the need in your consciousness, and it will later recall itself. It will be part of you, rather than something I'm adding in. It will be mapped over you and brought to the forefront of your mind right after your climax is done, returning you to a hypnotic state post-orgasmically, a place similar to the one you're in now. The vague, relaxed, fading consciousness where almost anything expressed, trustworthy, and desired from me seems like a good idea. The state which simply waits and responds to preconditioned desires, preconditioned needs. And that heightens your fantasy, doesn't it? Makes you play through your mind everything you could be trained to do right after you come. A flash here, a bit of insight there, a manifestation of your thought and fantasy and desire. All of these things are part of our experience together. And they're allowed to have some space, a need, an ache which always lurks within and finds its expression only rarely. A desire. So let's focus on the intricacies of pleasing yourself. Of touching and stroking until you spurt, spasm, arch, come, and find yourself on the other end of that. That blissful, spasmodic presence which then gives rise simply to the wonderful afterglow, the relaxing peace of self, and the waiting for your legs to cease twitching, for the numbing, pleasurable sensation from your thighs, your buttocks, your calves, your cock, all the way up your back to your head, where all that pleasure exploded with delight moments ago when you climaxed. That is the state we address. That is the anchor and the trigger. When what I have just described comes about, your need will awaken. You are waiting for all of that to be ready. Which leaves you open. As I mentioned, there are certain urges, certain fantasies which exist and are powerful when we are ascending toward orgasm. Things we would agree to do, would yearn to do, while right on the precipice of release. Once you're past the so-called point of no return, you'd agree to do a lot of things, and they're all tied together. And the issue, the only issue, is those urges and needs wait inside of you. They crystallize and develop. And nowhere are they more manifest than in the moments before climax, when a hypnotic trigger is waiting to work, and when we would do anything to keep the pleasure from stopping. That's a powerful physiological, psychological, biological, and merely physical momentum. An urge to keep doing what you're doing because it feels good, and the closer you get, the better it feels. The better you feel, the deeper you go. And when that feeling has been achieved, of course, all the things that seemed oh so important on your ascent toward release might seem less important. Fantasies we thought for sure we would carry out might fade away. Maybe by that time they've fallen by the wayside, but they can be retained. We can take what is a mere flirting fetish on the ascent toward orgasm and transform it through a simple process of hypnotic anchoring into a need instead. Add the fantasy and weight of hypnotic pleasure. Add the desire to meet your own expectations. Add the desire to get off and go through with it. And you might quickly find that the fantasy of spurting your hot seed and licking it up, swallowing it down, groaning as that act of hypnotic submission is realized, that stays. Even after you come, it will be just as powerful, just as potent of a command, because I want you to do it. Want you to scoop up, lick up your cum. Want you so conditioned that the moment you spurt, you clean right up, savoring it, stroking it over your lips like lip gloss, then sucking it down on your tongue, swallowing, and it evokes the same memory, the memory of trance, of going deep for and with me, and the memory of coming. Hot, hard, deliberate, throbbing, coming. Ooh. Your memories are called forward. The need is awakened, aroused, excited, and that's okay. The fantasy and memory of the stroke is tied to the desire and fantasy of eating your cum, swallowing it down, letting the sign of your spurting complete its cycle in a submissive circle of desire that just rounds around again. The focus of your mind is on that fantasy as you masturbate, on what you know you're going to need to do and want to do when you get to the end. But having that specific pent-up pressure, that's what does it. We might not necessarily think of any particular orgasm or particular time masturbating, but you have a general idea of what it's like to be a few strokes from coming. Well, let's just take that feeling and extend it. A general image of how good it may feel to come and come and come, hot, spurting, hard, horny. That's an easy thing to get your mind to agree on. You want that. You want more of it. But if you kept coming, kept twitching for too long of a time, it would get a little exhausting and you'd want time to just bask in the afterglow. So what if we extended the need rather than the sensation? In the moment before you come, there's a point of no return where your hands will keep moving quite on their own. In that moment, that place of no return, you can touch yourself, touch yourself, touch yourself over and over, and that's all you can do. It's the only option available. The only thing inside your head is that feeling of being inches from climax, being just a moment from that point of ascent, the point of no return, the point of climax where you've entered the glorious pleasure, the after pleasure of the refractory period, the waiting where if you wanted to pursue climax again, it would be rendered quite impossible because you need to wait at least a little bit until the throbbing sensitivity fades and your muscles recover. Think of that time now. You might as well fill it with something. I think we can agree if you can find more time to trance in your everyday life, it'd be really good for your health, for your relaxation. From a mental perspective, too, certainly from a sexual perspective, you'd have more time to ruminate on your fantasies, on everything I've handed you, which dwells in you, trains you, guides you, following you from idea and sensation, from one node within your trance to another, exploring your needs on the wide woven web of the right kind of thoughts. And when you're drifting in post-orgasmic pleasure, in the place where you are just recovering, the correct thing to move you a little deeper, as if we were pressing on each tumbler of a lock until you finally hear the right click, and you sleep. The correct thing would be a small ritual anchor, a trigger tied to that moment, at the right moment. The fantasy I mentioned, the idea of going over, of masturbating, of coming, of needing to do each of those things, and then lick up, lap up, swallow down your seed. All these things tie together. Put it all into a mix. If we put it all together, we get an attractive thing, something you will do. I needn't suggest or request or ask you to find opportunities to get off, to push you beyond your limits, to gasp and arch and come. And so we take you down one of the pleasurably fetishistic side paths you could take. Perhaps paths that are very tied up with the hypnotic pleasure you're learning more and more to enjoy. Learning to enjoy adding new things, new flourishes to your orgasm and pleasure. You are absorbing every enjoyable element of what I say and of what you do, allowing the euphoria and relaxation inherent in taking the time to stop, relax, And yes, to get off. You've absorbed it all, and it arcs up the same nerve endings that makes your toes curl, makes your cock hard, makes you come, moving up your body past your thighs, my words winding, vibrating, teasing their way in. My reminders, the hypnosis, the relaxation, the euphoria, it pauses at the seat of your sexual pleasure between your legs. It's washing and pulsing through you. You know there's a very tangible sign when you've come. When you feel your shaft pulsing and pressing against you, when you feel yourself pleading with yourself, yes, yes, let me come, same feeling. In your mind, it says that's the right moment, but after you come, instead of that feeling going away, let it build, let it get better and better. If you laid there with your cum on your hand, on your shaft, cooling in the air, pleasure would rise, rise. Trance begins. Good trance practice opportunity if you just sleep as soon as you come. And then you're laying there in a drifty, trancey place. When your body finally untenses, you still feel so good but more relaxed. When you go past the point of no return, then good feelings guiding you to take your cum, lick it down. Until you do, that good feeling's just gonna build and build. And if you wait too long, if you let it just sit there, once you get hard again, whether that takes 20 minutes or an hour, once your cock is hard, you're gonna start stroking it again the second your refractory's over. And the only way to end that cycle, to end those pools of your squirting cum accumulating, is to lick them down. Elsewise, you're just gonna get hard, get tranced, masturbate, get hard. Get tranced, masturbate, because it's a need to complete the cycle, or else you're leaving the loop open. A moment of perfect balance between release and the next orgasm. The point from your prior orgasm to now, to when you're hot and horny and hard, and then it fades, but your cum is still there, and the relaxed, soothing feeling, the attraction I help you put in your brain. The pleasure and relaxation which leaves you breathing, yearning, possessed with the desire of the forbidden to do something that comes as automatically as any action undertaken in any trusting, relaxing trance. See it with me. Note the sudden, deep relaxation of your body and just how turned on it can make you to be going deeper, deeper, deeper. Your body's every bit as enthralled and entranced as your mind. And even when your climax is past, when your body and mind are just deeply breathing, expelling all stress and bringing in all pleasure, that's the trigger, the moment of transition from orgasm to post-orgasmic relaxation. That's your trigger. Relax and trail your hand up. Trail it up your cock after it comes. See it in your head. You go from merely stroking, merely trailing your fevered fingers up and down the length of your shaft, feeling that warm, squeezing, gasping ache inside you. And then suddenly you're somebody riding a euphoria, riding through your body, reminding you simply to sleep and obey. To sleep and rub your fingers. Trail your hand through your cum and feel how you almost come again, even in your deep, relaxing place, that sign of your climax. Bring it to your lips. Trail your tongue across your lips, across your fingers, moistening, anticipating. This feels natural, normal. Remember this state. Remember this urge. Remember me encouraging you, because this tranced out, slow, absorbing, consuming, surrendering feeling. This is what you seek. This is what you feel. This is what you want and what you're gonna want from the moment you come. And that urge is planted. It's tied to when you come, attached to when you get off. An urge, once planted, begins to grow, planted like a seed and then watered by the release of your every climax. When you're relaxing, when you're sleeping, when you're trancing out. All these words are being passively heard, but actively interpreted. You're listening to me as you would any conversational partner. But once my words enter your head, they take on additional meanings. They fuel additional desires by binding, almost chemically, to your pre-existing thoughts, experiences, feelings, desires, fantasies, and yes, to your orgasmic release. Fantasies that already live in your head get enhanced. Ones that are like this one will bind to this hypnotic anchor, this trigger. Take moments in your everyday, connect them to those fantasies, to envision the form, the function, the desire. I mentioned desire, and you know how a desire can grow into a need. A yearning that has already taken up residence in your body has an opportunity to grow. And more thoughts about coming, and then blissfully drinking down your own cum, your eyes rolling back, closing, feeling pleasure at the idea. I've passed that from me to you. I've enhanced it. I've aided it. Let that fantasy grow, an idea that will grow. Because feeling the intense pleasure of orgasm, that's a tempting thing. It draws you in. But that almost at the point of no return feeling is pleasurable too. So right after you go over the edge from one transition to another, wouldn't it be great if you had another point of no return? Another automatic thing your body has to do. Has to scoop up, lap down, swallow and absorb your cum. Has to feel compelled, a sensation that maps over your body, puppeting you toward the fantasy, toward our mutual desire. You can still remember the purpose of this, which is to fill you with a desire and a small ritual thing that can be done right after you've come. A small act of submission and desire, which makes one of your fantasies real and brings you back to this hypnotic, trained and fantasized state. An element of trance hangs in you always, and while you may think every individual masturbatory experience tends to blur together into a kind of climactic haze, you can also say that about trance, that dreamlike sinking. Like I said, certain things bind to certain fantasies, certain needs or desires accumulate and become stronger. So when you hear from me the fantasy you have already described, it grows. Because I'm adding one more point of reference, one more node to the little bit of awareness you already had of your own fetish. I am lending it experience. I am giving it context. It grows because you are hearing about it. It's stroking through your mind and lulling you down, helping you relax at the same time. These fetishes, ideas, and yes, needs embed very deeply. And so every time you stroke to climax, each time you crest the hill, slide moaning down the other side, body spasming and clenching, that will be embedding this desire. A fantasy we have so thoroughly linked. The desire, the ascent toward desire, and afterward, when you're laying there still twitching, your cum pooling, laying there, waiting to be scooped up, that's going to grow. That need to swallow it down. The need to give this sign of submission, this small chance to trance. Because that's what it is. An opportunity for you to go into a trance immediately after you come. Just by eating your cum and relaxing as it slides into you. As you complete a cycle of submission. Listen actively. You can hear me. You can feel it. You're laying there in vision. Maybe some of the things I say will hang around in your cognition and accumulate, attach themselves to your fantasy of eating your cum after you come. Listen and relax. Hear my voice as you lay there. Your hands sliding, moving across you, stroking your cock, trailing over the head, tingling there. Go ahead and squirm. Go ahead and let out every sign of desire. Your butt might clench. You might trail a hand down to toy with your balls. Those are okay. Feel the churning cum inside. They're pulling more tightly against you. Your hands stroking up and down. Moreover, moving the flesh of your aching rigid cock's shaft. Maybe your body arches. Maybe you're sweating, breathing deeply. Your eyes might be closed or open, but at that moment, as your buttocks clench and you move your hips, almost subconsciously, it doesn't matter how your body is, it just matters how your brain feels. Because you're cresting toward climax. You know that there's a point of no return, a point beyond which it is inevitable that a certain thing will happen. Inevitable that you will feel the spurting heat, clenching cum moving onto your hand, squirting onto your stomach, or just bubbling back down across your cock if it's pointing straight up. and with the contraction of muscles that forces your body to that inevitable conclusion, so there also can be a contraction of your mind, as it becomes less relevant what you're thinking, and more relevant what you need. A blissed out, white, hot euphoria washing over your brain, passing into your system, a simple yes, yes, of your very mind. Whether you say anything aloud or not, certainly that climax is the moment when your entire body is tensed and anticipating. Yes, yes, yes. The desire, the need for that feeling to go breathlessly through you. Well, at the moment when you're saying yes to the sensation of pleasure thrilling through your form, you should also say yes to sliding deep. When you come, you trance. That's an easy way to get your practice in. You know you like to trance out. Take time to just fall back into whatever surface you're lying on. Feel yourself being drawn in. Be the subject of such blissful, complete euphoria. Yes, that's something you yearn for, something good, something right and correct for you. When you feel that sensation, you might give in to it. Allow your fantasies of sliding your fingers through warm, flowing cum oozing from your cock, ooh, the sign of your recent orgasm, of remembering back to this moment. Because this trance is intimately tied up with every orgasm to follow. And it makes you lick your lips. Bring your cum to your lips and swallow. Memories of sweetness, memories of delicious desire thrill throughout you, engulfing you. When you cross the point of no return, when your body gets so near, so close to that time of shuddering release, the mere sensation of being close to orgasm will send you right back into trance, make you come, push you over the edge with hypnosis alone. And in the process of coming, you will gasp and remember to trance, to slide under, your fantasies manifesting, your mind fixating, remembering this little suggestion, this little addition, this idea, memories of sweetness, your fantasy. Feel yourself droop, your fingers move automatically, scoop up your cum, move it to your mouth, open, swallow. A blissful sweetness which just kind of hangs around inside your head, fills you, inside your body, flowing through you as if it were dissolving. More and more, the pleasurable thoughts throughout you, the fantasy of just consuming, of needing to swallow your cum after you orgasm, of needing to consume and give in and knowing it will be pleasurable as this trance is, and therefore every time you do it, it will intensify your existing desire, your existing training, making it more potent, more powerful, more diverse in your system. Every time you come, it'll be a little bit different. It'll be a new circumstance in which you drop to that almost trance, that place where body and mind are focused on one thing, and that thing is between your legs, fulfilling a fantasy that instead of leaving you, intensifies. Instead of only feeling like eating your cum when you're horny and jerking off or getting off, the tranced impulse will get stronger when you come. Because when you come, your brain's just that little bit more open to suggestion. You will consume. You will drink down your cum, let it flow down your throat, an act of almost ritual devotion to your trance desire, lurking within you, waiting for you to drop into pleasure, to orgasm, to give in to sensations beyond and above the norm, furthering your every urge with hypnotic grace. Making you more and more ready to give in, to yearn, to desire, and then to need to increase your pleasure by eating your cum whenever you come. The next time you come, you'll allow the sweetness, the delicious urge to fill you, your hands to move automatically, scooping up your cum, bringing it to your lips, tranced impulse, smacking, swallowing. Your breathing will be deep, your body will deepen too. Letting out all of its tension in every muscle from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. Just a vehicle to make sure that cum gets in your mouth, gets swallowed, and that pleasure follows. It will feel so very good. Your body at ease, relaxing, easing down. That's always a good part of trance anyway. all tension vanishes, leaving you in the wake of a recent spasming climax with your hands scooping up your cum automatically, hypnotically, desirably bringing it to your lips, swallowing greedily, an ingrained response, and each time that you do this, it will become more powerful, more entrained, more useful. Because that act of swallowing, of drinking your cum, is your sign that your recent climax brings trance. This will recall the memory and a vision. What if you could recall with perfect clarity the orgasm you just had? Not the ordinary clarity of memory, but something hypnotic, deeper. So when you eat your cum, your body starts shuddering again, a second little shiver, then a big spasm, an echo of the earlier pleasure that expands. And every time you complete your little ritual, swallow your cum following a climax, that echo of climax will crawl and crowd over you, washing away your senses for another blissful moment in the storm of yes, yes, yes. So every time you come, your hands will move down more, find your cum, scoop it up, bring it to your lips, you will swallow. And in the process of swallowing, feel that pleasure return. Feel your body shudder. Feel your mind surrender. And gradually, you'll want to think, want to achieve, because the sweetness that slides down your throat as your body arches makes you feel the pleasure again. And in that second throw of passion, you will once more be taught this ritual's importance, how the point of no return and climax make excellent hypnotic anchors. Now when your cock spurts and comes and throbs, and your body arches to follow after it, pulled by the strings of that climactic release instead of the fantasy, the urge, the need falling away, the need will get greater. The true need, reminding you always that if you complete this little ritual, if you take your cum-coated fingers, bring them to your lips and suckle them clean. If you let yourself drink deeply, another echo of pleasure will fill you, then expand to become as good as the original. The coming fulfilling our tranced bargain, elaborated here. Knowing you fulfilled that, you'll find yourself more at ease. Peaceful, ready, and receptive to commands. Your cum will be consumed. You'll lick it off your fingers, lick your lips, relax and anticipate the next time. You'll fulfill a desire which will only grow. Only intensify each time you do it. Every time you come back here and listen, or every time you come and slip into a trance. Night, night, pet. The idea of eating up your cum will return to you. Anything that helps you go down and helps you relax also reminds you that when you come, you lap up your cum, shivering all the while, and then come again. Until I'm done with this little conversation, you're going to listen and ease into it. You're so used to the idea of that readied hypnotic trigger. You are skilled and equipped to understand that when you come, that's a hypnotic trigger, returning you here to this one very specific instruction. At my prompting, the memory of my prompting, you will drink deeply, and the memory of your pleasure will return to you, a uniquely sensation-built orgasmic wash of pleasure, something that fills you, makes you shudder, gasp, and reinforces eating your cum as a pleasurable thing for you to do, so that once you're past the point of no return, there's another pleasure waiting for you when you've slipped in the throes of deeply, deeply dropping down. Your hands will move, bringing your cum to your lips. Your mouth will automatically capture it, drink it down, luxuriate in it, in the shuddering, deep-breathing, pleasurable memory. That's what will wash over you. The moment the last of your cum has been consumed, the moment the last of it has vanished, pleasure. Your mind will be wrapped up in the feeling, the taste, and above all, the knowledge you have fulfilled this little deal. Above all else, wrapped up in the urge to come. The urge to eat your cum and then come hard again. You'll find yourself slipping deeply down to here. To this point. This place in trance where you've been listening, remembering, mapping what's happening. Onto your experience. Into your memory. Letting it fill you and make you feel good. The second time after you come, as you consume, as you are consumed by a pleasure that grows from within, your mind whiting out and saying yes, 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 and more importantly saying more, more, more. So when more pleasure does come, when you feel so good afterward, letting your cum be eaten and letting your mind in its easy state simply consume, that'll help train you to have that response every time. Train you to find yourself drinking deeply, thoughtlessly, pleasurably, and remembering your orgasm. Mapping it onto your whole body again. Remembering it crystal clear, hypnotically just right. Just the way you not only want to, but need to. A craving deep within you exists to consume your cum, and the reward, the pleasure to encourage that craving, is the orgasm that's going to fill you up when, right after your climax, you eat your cum and cum again. It's going to bring you back there, training your mind to respond in that one, simple, very specific way. You're pursuing more than a fantasy, and instead of vanishing when you've come, the desire, you might have thought it just some quirky impulse, some brief dalliance, but now the desire to eat your cum remains, even after you come. Once you've spurted, it gets stronger. It'll grow, overtake sense and reason, and replace it with a need. You will pursue it, you will be ready, you will ache and want and need, and you will find yourself returning to that desire. Every time you come, pursuing that pleasure once more and then another time, training yourself by returning to these words deeper, letting yourself drop into that blissful trance every time you come, and therefore every time the opportunity to drink down your cum presents itself, the chance to take that moment to cover your fingers, slip them in your mouth, drink deeply, and let yourself come again, feel pleasure again, sink into trance again. It'll feel so good. Good to train and drink deeply. Good to fall into that sensation and not emerge until you've had the last drop. Until your eyes have fluttered and your mind has returned here. Oh, and you found a second set of aftershocks to make you shiver and say yes, yes, so good. Your mind glad, your body glad that you drank down your cum and came again. A sensation that I'm sure your mind will hinge upon, since it will induce pleasure. The body is greedy for pleasure. The mind is greedy for relaxation and hypnosis. And after all, relaxation and a constant throbbing awareness of just what you're going to do when you're done coming are the very things that'll bring you into a deep trance for me in future. You know what you want to do once you come. Once you've spurted, squirted, squirmed, you'll drive yourself to do it, and it will be an act of submission and deepness, and the thoughts that have already taken up residence will grow more powerful. Every time you link that secondary orgasmic pleasure with eating your cum after you come, associating pleasure and growing urge, and that urge gets strong, you'll understand. Once your hypnotic inclination grows stronger too, and those things feed one another, a feedback loop that will make a strong, lasting, aching need to scoop up and drink down your cum after you climax, a need that lurks inside you. You find yourself looking at the tip of your cock, dreading maybe what's going to happen, but anticipating and thrilling to it as well, knowing there's a powerful, hypnotic command waiting. Waiting for an outlet and an opportunity. And the next time you come, next time you see your seed squirting, spurting, you'll stare right at it, lick your lips, reach out, slurp it up, drink it down. When you come, you will consume, then you will be consumed by pleasure. The orgasm you just had, a memory vivid and wild, sensations washing you away. There's just the you that drinks down your cum and moans from the pleasure of doing it. The part of you that is little more than a hypnotic command given form, at least in that moment where the chance to fulfill your programming presents. And the moment the last drop passes your lips, makes you shudder. Makes that response all the more solid, all the more automatic, all the more real because it happens and you come. And when it does happen, you'll seek it out again. Desire it more completely because it feels so good. to drink down your cum, surrender your cock, your mind, your habits, your very needs. You will pursue it. You will map this need onto yourself. It's part of you now. Train yourself in this way. When you come, you sleep deep. Your hands move of their own accord. Find your cum, bring it to your lips, you slurp it down, you love it, savor it, surrender to it, fulfilling your need, and once you've done that, your reward is the vivid, remapped double orgasm, the recent pleasure brought back to your body by the hypnotic relaxed state, where you can make all the muscles around your cock squeeze up and feel good, maybe bringing out a few more oozing droplets, which you would also slurp down, cleaning your cock off. And afterward, you'll feel that you've fulfilled your purpose. You'll stop drinking down your cum only when your cock, whether it has grown hard again or not, has fulfilled its purpose, has reminded you of your need, sent you back into a trance, and reminded you, amidst the twitching, spiraling, squirming pleasure, that eating your cum is the most natural thing. Drinking it down is something you need because the pleasure it brings, the trance it enhances, the anchor it reminds you of, they're all part of what your body and mind need. Trance, relaxation, orgasm, pleasure, escape, and a reminder that this deeply held subconscious command, programming, conditioning, trigger gets stronger every time you do it. You might try to avoid meeting this particular need, but there's only good things to come of drinking down your cum, surrendering yourself. And at the end of the day, as you lay there twitching, with your cock completely cleaned off, licked up, your fingers glistening with your own saliva, all there is to do is enjoy yourself.